Yep, there is a lot more than one gospel. Only one that saves today, though. If you've been taught that there's only one gospel, well, let me just throw a couple of them up there to show you that there is more than one, and this study has shown that. You can go back and listen to it. There are studies that go through 15 or so different gospels, but Galatians 3:8, this is a gospel. It's called a gospel, but it's not the gospel by which we're saved today. The scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, that's not talking about us either. We're heathen, but that's other heathen. That's heathen before Israel fell that came to God through Israel. They believed that God was working with man through the covenants he made with Israel, and they wanted to be part of that. And they came to, they blessed Israel, according to Genesis 12:3, I will bless them that bless thee, Israel. So though he's giving incentive for people that were Gentiles to bless Israel, to help them. They were being blessed when they were rising, when they were believing God. When they stopped believing God and started going after other idols, other gods, then they got the curses that were part of that same covenant. Part of the later covenant, pardon me. You can read that in Deuteronomy 28. What a revealing chapter that is, about 45 verses, I think. But man, both sides of it. It gives the blessings if they obey, and if they don't obey, it gives what many of the curses will be. It's about three times as many curses as there are blessings. So that's one of the gospels. Look at let's see, what other one? Well, there's one that's good news for those that have been saved and are in heaven when God makes good on, you know, his word that he said, if you're not saved, you're lost, you're going to hell. I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred. This is after believers today, that Christ died for our sins, after we're caught up to be with the Lord. We're not on the earth. We're not those people, every nation and kindred, to all, what's it say, preached unto them that dwell on the earth. We're not on the earth at that time. And to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. And what is he preaching? Verse 7, this angel from heaven saying with a loud voice, fear God. Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven and earth and sea and the fountains of waters. And it goes into the judgment of God then during the tribulation period. And there followed another angel. Babylon has fallen, and all these terrible things happening in the latter part of the tribulation. But that's another gospel. It's called the everlasting gospel. The Bible's not lying. Galatians 2:7 has two gospels in it. But contrarywise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter. There's the division right there. You can see prophecy. Circumcision was given way back in prophecy, back in Genesis 17, I think. The gospel of the circumcision is one thing. The gospel of the uncircumcision was not until Paul. There you go. So that's two more gospels, or at least one more. pardon me. Mark 1. Let's see what Luke 16:16 says. The law and the prophets were until John. Those that say there's no changes in the dispensing of God's grace, and no difference of dispensations or anything, I don't know how they can explain this verse. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. There's a change. It's obvious. God didn't change his nature or anything. It's not saying that he changed his nature. It says he changed his dealings with man, just like he changed his dealings with Adam before Adam sinned, and after changed his dealings after Adam sins from the way before, the way he dealt with him before he sinned. There was a change. So, I was going to Mark, wasn't I? Mark 1:15 gives a gospel that's, we're not saved by it, but it was a gospel that that would save them if they kept up with the stipulations in the gospel, which included enduring to the end for them. It's not for us, but they had to endure to the end before they would be saved. We're saved the moment we believe that Christ died for our sins. But here, look at the gospel of the kingdom. Now, where am I here? Hold on, let me find it. Okay. Now, after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom. There it's named. And saying, so when he preached the gospel of the kingdom, these words came out of his mouth, saying, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand." That's the gospel of the kingdom. And it says, change your mind. Believe it, in other words. Believe the gospel. Don't rebel. Don't. Most of Israel, as we know, was against that gospel, that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God. They did rebel. They didn't repent. And they didn't believe that the kingdom was at hand. They didn't want to lose their power in the government, in the Israel's religion. So there's a gospel. Romans, getting down to it here now. Romans 1, verses 1 through 4 is the gospel of God. Facts that we need to understand. If we don't believe these facts, we don't believe God has power to save us through Jesus Christ. Look at what it says here in I'm trying to get these verses lined up so I can post them without too much delay. But anyway, Romans 1:1-4. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. And he says that it's in the prophecies, the gospel of God is, which is true, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. And here he gets down, that's all parenthesis there. He gets down to telling what it is here, and he says, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ. Well, just that name, Son of God, he's the Son, God's Son. He's Jesus, that's the word for Savior. And he's Christ, that's the word for Messiah. They were to believe that he was the Son of God, the Messiah. And the third thing was that he was risen from the dead. We'll see in a moment here. But concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, that has to do with his messiahship, his being Christ. Let me get the next verse up there. That's what I was trying to avoid, a delay here. And declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness. How was he declared to be the Son of God? By the resurrection from the dead. Those three things, he's the Son of God, he's the Messiah, and he rose from the dead. Believing that sets you up to hear and believe the gospel of salvation, called the gospel of Christ. And we'll take a look. That's Romans 1:1-4. Look at Romans 1:16, a few verses later. And that's significant, too, because Paul always preached the gospel of God, those first four verses, or the third and fourth verse, before he preached the gospel of Christ. But he says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Well, that last Jew first and the Greek, also the Greek, was removed when Paul was sent to all people, not just to the Jew and the Greek. But notice it's ascending. It's not saying that the gospel doesn't work for Gentiles. It's just saying he was sent first to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And to see what that gospel is, I don't see what it says there. Let's see. Straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues. Yeah, that's the gospel of God. He preached in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. Yeah, that's what the gospel of God was. It's and that's what Israel failed to believe.